You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello and welcome once again. In each of the podcasts that I've been doing, I've always been introducing myself as Rodney Davidson from Fame Mission here in Kithimoola. And of course that is my name, and people back in Northern Ireland will know me by that name. But here in Kenya, here in this area, this Ukambani area, we're serving the Lord with the Wakamba people, the Kamba tribe. They speak Kikamba. Their names mean something, like biblical names. And some years back, the local people gave me a Kamba name, and they also gave my wife a Kamba name. They've even given our new missionary, Grace, a Kamba name already. They call her Kashoka, the one who goes and comes again, is what her name means. They call my wife Mwende. And in Kikamba, Mwende means beloved. And me, they call Muthukumi Wangai. Muthukumi Wangai means servant of God. This is the name that a lot of the people in the local areas would use. This is what they would refer to me as. They would refer to my wife as Mwende. And now Grace as Kashoka. I'm happy for that name. And I can tell you, men and women that are listening, I am the happy servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, thankful to God for the great joy and privilege of serving Him. However, the name that I actually prefer, and if I was introducing myself to the local people, I don't use the word. I used to do it a lot, but now I don't use Muthukumi Wangai. I would say my name is Ngombo Wangai. Ngombo Wangai means the slave of God, or the slave of Jesu Christum. And the Bible uses very many different terms to describe God's people. I'm sure those of you who are listening will know that. We're referred to as the bride of Christ. We're referred to as His children. We're referred to as soldiers. We're referred to as sheep. But the one term that's used more often than any other gets translated in most English translations as servant. But the actual Greek word is slave. A slave, and obviously that's a term that is has some bad associations with it, especially here in Africa, because most of the masters, the slave masters, were very wicked, evil, cruel men. But I love my master. I love my Lord. And He loves me. And just like a slave was chosen, God, my Lord, my Savior, I was chosen by Him before the foundation of the world. The slave was purchased, and God the Father sent His own Son into this world to redeem me. Not with silver and gold, but He purchased me with His own blood. Paid for. Slave was paid for. Paid for, purchased by Christ. Owned. The slave was in ownership. And I thank God that I belong to Him. We're not our own. We belong to Him. We've been bought with a price. You know, the slave didn't have to worry about what he was going to eat. Didn't have to worry about accommodation. Didn't have to worry about what he would wear or what he would drink. His master provided for his needs. And I thank God that our Heavenly Father, I trust today you're the happy slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, rejoicing in Him. What a master, what a wonderful, caring, loving master we have. And of course, He's brought us into His home. He's adopted us into His family. Are you the happy slave of the Lord Jesus? Are you the slave of the devil? Because those are the only two choices presented in Scripture. It's God your Father, you're living for Him, serving the living God. Or are you living for this world and sin and the devil, serving Satan? I trust even thinking about this, you turn from your sin and give your life to the Lord Jesus. If you're able to truly say that prayer that's known as the Lord's Prayer, Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. May God help us to please our Master. It doesn't really matter what everybody else says. If people like or don't like, what really matters, and on that great day, to hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful slave." Because that's the very word that's used there in the book of Revelation. "Well done, thou good and faithful slave." May God help us to live for His glory.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.